The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is a no-fighting zone. This is an entertainment zone. This is an information zone. This is an advice zone. This is the zone where Jennifer Horn hangs her hat. Actually, now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever seen you in a hat.
We went hat shopping together.
Oh, we did. That's right. Yes, but you didn't keep any of the hats.
Yes, you bought me a hat for my birthday.
See what happens.
Which I then took to Antigua and looked very stylish while
really?
I was stunning.
Excuse me very much. I don't think I've ever seen Ken Kessler in a hat. Have I ever seen you in a hat? Do you ever wear hats?
Not usually. Typically when you see me, I have headphones on.
Yes, and that'll be it.
And that's a good around thing. That.
That's preferable to hats. 888-302-3684 continues to be the number through which you may contact us to use your wonderful voice and mind together to express yourself on the issues of the day. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day, and email. We have three of the Good Day gang here on the program in this hour. So email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com, or Doug@DougStephan.com. I will tell you, it will not get to me if you use Dudley@DougStephan.com, even though that's the
name
that's on the birth certificate. So who makes what out of the NFL getting sued again, this time by more of the athletes than ever before? A group of retired players accusing the NFL in a lawsuit was filed yesterday of cynically supplying them with powerful painkillers, punches, and other drugs that kept them in the game but did not treat serious conditions that have now bothered them later in life. Like 500 and some on people. That is more, maybe, than, is it?
Mm-hmm.
The number's 500 some.
It's a huge amount.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So imagine, if you can, other circumstances that might be like that. NBA Players Union, NHL Players Union. Let's see, what about baseball? The NBA player, the baseball. What's the union in the baseball? It's not.
What is the union in baseball?
I don't even know.
There
players
is one.
Union, they call themselves
players
the Players
union, maybe.
Okay, very clever of them to call it the Players Union. But let's say they all get together, because there have to be infringements. Baseball players, hockey players, basketball players.
Boxers and wrestlers.
Boxers, wrestlers. Is there any sport in which you are not open to injury? Not open to some sort of malady that may occur? Baseball may be the safest,
mm-hmm.
unless you get hit by one of those 93-mile-an-hour balls. I don't think that'd be much fun, frankly, if you guys get knocked off the noggin with that. But it's not like the football game where...
Yeah, or hockey even. Baseball and basketball seems like they could be...
Yeah, the hockey, there's a drive to just be violent. That's one of the reasons
please.
I don't like it. What do you mean, oh, please?
It's not a drive
of
to be violent.
Of course there is. Yeah, but what do you mean?
Well, if you're blocking me from getting in the net, I'm going to throw a punch
at
you.
They send the hockey players out there with their sticks to whack each other over the head. Why do you think they have so much
true.
Padding on? You're kidding yourself. Yeah, right, of course. Anyway.
Hockey's the best sport.
What this brings me around, I don't have the usual attitude toward this sort of thing as everybody else does. This is not a sports talk radio program. It's a program about life. And I want to know what all of the aggression, what all of the hurt, why do people want to go out and watch men beat the hell out of one another, whether it's boxing, whether it's wrestling, whether it's football, whether it's hockey. It doesn't happen so much in basketball or baseball. But
although, did you hear about that baseball player that just bit off his teammate's ear?
Mike Tyson's playing baseball?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's a Dodgers AAA affiliate.
Really?
And they got into a fight. They're teammates.
Wow,
they
perfect.
Just, like, 2 days ago got into a fight and the guy bit his ear.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, see,
nice.
It's a little dangerous in baseball. Mm.
Well, but it's not dangerous. That's not something caused by it's not a baseball or a bat being
involved.
But
look, it's an injury.
Yeah.
You tell the guy without an ear that it's not dangerous.
What are we missing? What we collectively, I'm in the minority. I know I am. When it comes to football, I think it's a disgusting sport and wouldn't give it the time of day. And I think pretty much of when Jennifer gets all excited about the Kings and hockey, I'd say the same thing to her publicly and privately.
Who cares?
That it's more than who cares.
That's what you always say.
I sort of say that just to yank your chain a little when we're on the air. But off the air, I've said some pretty tough things about playing hockey. It's like the old days of the gladiators when people wanted to go and
well, what
and
does
sit
your son
there.
Say? Because your son is a big sports fan.
My son and I do not agree on much of this sort of thing. I'm not a sports fan, never have been. He grew up around my father, who was a big sports fan, and that was their connection and their love. And my son's regard, my son was, for the most part, much closer with my father than I ever was. And so there was something there of a bond. And we don't have, he knows that I don't have much use for sports, so we don't have much conversation about it, frankly.
I would say, speaking for myself, I consider myself a pretty big sports fan, especially for a girl. I think I like sports probably more
for
than
a girl?
More than the average girl.
For a girl. Yeah, okay, so.
I would say my two favorite sports are baseball and hockey, and there's very clear-cut reasons for that. Baseball reminds me of my childhood. It's my comfort place because my grandparents, Mima and Bunky, loved that.
Mima and Bunky.
They had season tickets to the Dodger games. Uh-huh. And so, that was when you could actually afford season seats, when they were like a few dollars a game instead of a bazillion.
Yeah.
And Mima would pack us a lunch because we weren't really allowed. We had to save money. We weren't allowed to go and buy hot dogs. But she'd pack us ham and cheese sandwiches. And the only one allowed to buy food at the Dodger game was Bunky. He was allowed to get an ice cream, which he'd usually let me eat a bite of off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd sit there and we'd watch the game. And for me, that's my comfortable spot. I love going to Dodger games because it brings me back to that.
Right.
For hockey, my dad and I have a bond over hockey. I think I probably watch it because of him. Plus, it's a fast-moving, exciting, just fun sport. And I think by nature, and this is where we may disagree, Dougie, I think by nature people are drawn to having a team or something that brings them together with other people to cheer for, to root for. It's a group. It's an organization. It's something you belong to. And I think that's just to tie it to something. I think that's where politics has really done a good job because they've pulled us in. You're either a Republican or a Democrat. Rah, 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 you got to be part of the team. Forget what the actual message is in politics anymore. It's about seeing your team win. And I think politicians have actually tapped into that mentality that we all have where we want to be part of some sort of winning team.
You know, I'm going to follow that thread for a moment because of something that happened in Jackson County, Oregon yesterday. Yesterday was a big election day.
Yeah.
Primaries held a lot of states and voter referenda appeared on the ballot. The one that I found most interesting was the decision made in Jackson County, Oregon, where voters decided to ban genetically engineered crops.
Now, wow, that's the first time.
Well, I don't think it's the first, but it's a trend that I think is going to continue because people are learning about the dangers. Now more people are paying attention to the public discussion about genetically engineered crops. Farmers on some side, there are some farmers who disagree with me completely and others who agree with me completely. It just sort of depends on what they're growing, where they make their money, and that's fine. There's not always going to be agreement among all broadcasters don't agree on things, and all trucking companies don't do business the same way, and people make light bulbs different. I mean, it's just, we don't all have to agree on everything. I happen to want to ban or at least curb or in some way control.
So you can see what you're getting.
Exactly. So here's a step in the right direction. Genetically engineered crops, whether they be for human consumption or for animal consumption, are not, in the end, going to do you any good. And as Jennifer suggested, the most important part, what has brought it to this, is that the people like Monsanto and Dow have fought so hard to keep these things in the mainstream and to keep you from knowing about it, that there now is a backlash.
Right.
And the backlash is, we originally, people didn't say, we're against genetically engineered crops. We just want to know about it.
Yeah, now, I don't think you need to ban everything, but just put something on a package.
Yeah, let me know. But because they fought it so hard, now people are saying, screw you.
Right, I don't want it at all.
We're not going to allow, we don't want your stuff. Now, what will happen is Monsanto and Dow will take the low road, and they'll bring them to court. They'll spend a lot of money.
And
they'll try to overthrow it. But hopefully what happens in Oregon will be the same as what happened in Michigan. Voters have the right to decide. And I don't know what the Oregon Constitution is. Somebody listening in Oregon, maybe you can give us a buzz if you know. 888-302-3684. But what it is that's important here is that voters have the right to make the ultimate decision. That's the way it ought to be in every state, I believe. And so in this circumstance, they didn't, not only did they do the right thing, but they did it the right way. Make yourself, make your vote count, and make it be the final answer. The final answer in Jackson County, Oregon, is they want to ban genetically engineered crops. Now, let's see what these other guys do to try to screw this up. But this needs to be a very important part of the national debate.
Got away with it. Because when we had the labeling issue on the bill in California, everybody that I know, and this is very unscientific, I know, but everybody I know voted to approve labeling, and it's still lost. How does that happen?
Because, well, a lot of the stuff they thought they voted for, but the way the thing was worded,
it
that's another conundrum.
That's who you and I get on that.
Yeah. All right. 888-302-3684. Lots of things in the fodder, the grist mill already. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Kenny will bring us up to date on that. I want to bring you up to date on BuzzBox coffee because a lot of people are wondering. We've touted Arabica coffee being the number one kind of coffee, and that's what's made. That's what the BuzzBox coffee is made of or from. Lousy sentence, but you get the idea. Arabica coffee is what BuzzBox coffee is all about. And with all the news circulating around the coffee farms being hit by this awful coffee rust, you will be happy to know that that is not the case because all of the coffee farms that the BuzzBox coffee comes from in Central and South America are not the lowland Arabica. Why do I have that? I've always mispronounced that. Arabica farms. These are the ones, the BuzzBox coffee farms, are the ones that are higher up, a higher elevation, so no contact with the coffee rust. So, basic bottom line, get your free coffee by going to DougStephan.com, a free bag of BuzzBox coffee, the best coffee there is, the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. BuzzBox coffee, call 866-456-7805 and help. I could go on, and sometimes I do, and people say, why do you keep talking about this? There's a 4 or 5 minute conversation that I can have every time I think about BuzzBox because there's so much good coming from my connection and collaboration with them and World Vision trying to get enough Good Day listeners to sign on to this so that we can create a situation whereby the money is used to buy cows, to get milk and nourishment to 3,000 youngsters a day in areas of the world where they just don't have proper nutrition. So that's why I'm doing this. Plus, I want to make sure that you get a good coffee, a good cup of coffee every day or take it with you. You can get it ground up or whole beans that make a difference. Just call. Start with a free pound of coffee from BuzzBox, 866-456-7805 or at DougStephan.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
It's Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
They
human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out. With a little luck, we can lay it down. Can't you feel a town exploding? There is no end to what we can do together. There is no end. The willow turns its back on the cold weather. And if we can do it, we can do it. Just me and you and a little love.
It's important. Why is Paul McCartney do as well as he has done? Because he has lots of talent. He has a great attitude toward life. And people like him. People like successful people who are not jerks.
They do.
I think that's really the bottom line. He's not a jerk. He's a wonderful guy. And there's something to be said for somebody who's worth about $500 million that doesn't act like a jerk. So, and that's, you know, the handle. Remember when Tom Bergeron, I asked him what he did on the air, not when we were having our conversation at the event, Jennifer. But I said to him in his most recent visit here, why are you successful? And he said, because I'm not an a-hole. I think that does go a long way.
Difference.
It
know,
really
people
does.
People love celebrities that are humble.
Right.
And
they know. Get along with everyday people. He comes from Haverhill, Massachusetts, Bergeron does. I mean, put him up against Alec Baldwin.
Say Haverhill.
Haverhill, it's Haverhill. Put him up against Alec Baldwin. And, you know, I mean, whatever kookiness Baldwin has that in part probably creates some of his success, he still is not somebody I'd want to spend a lot of time with. But I'd like to be friendlier with Bergeron. And I think next winter when I come there, I will attempt to be, not attempt, I mean,
are
we'll find
stop
somebody.
Him?
No, it's not. You stop it. 26 after the hour.
Hi, Tom.
Well, McCartney and I had a great, We spent, McCartney and I were on a, we flew across the Atlantic together, sitting next to each other on the Concorde, what, 10, 12 years ago? I don't remember. And it was when he was with the one-legged lady. What was her name? Married
Heather.
Her? Heather, right. And we had a wonderful conversation that lasted pretty much the whole ride. And that's when I decided, you know, I'm not about, generally speaking, people who are famous. But it was,
she was not very nice, but he was very nice.
Nah, she was...
Okay, so can I tell you this little side note about Paul?
Make it fast.
There's been drama.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'll tell you later.
Tell me later. Let's get to the late night show. Speaking of drama, no drama, just a laugh or two. Here's, you say what?
God, this would have been way better than that.
Oh, well, save it for later. Conan starts out our Laugh Fest here.
This week is the 40th anniversary of the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah,
if you kids don't know what a Rubik's Cube is, it's what people used to stare at to avoid human interaction before cell phones. Before we had cell phones...
This was everywhere online today. A high school student in Connecticut actually asked Vice President Joe Biden to her prom. Of course, he couldn't go, but he sent her a corsage and a nice handwritten note instead. Or as some bored guys in Connecticut put it, dude, we totally catfished Biden. Oh, my God.
Karl Rove. You know the thing about Karl Rove? He's a Republican guy, and he likes to make stuff up and cause trouble. And at first, the Republicans were saying that Hillary Clinton was hiding, that she never really hit her head, and she was hiding because she didn't want to talk about Benghazi. So they dismissed the whole thing. And now the Republicans are saying, oh, my God, she was in the hospital for a month and has brain damage. Well, which, can you have it both ways? Guys, really? Is it going to work for you like that?
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, was Karl Rove shrewd or stupid to question Hillary Clinton's concussion and age?
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. When Karl Rove questioned Hillary Clinton's age and brain, did he create sympathy for her, who's been through this before, or raise legitimate questions about her concussion?
People look at the whole candidate, and age can be a consideration. You could say that for President Obama, youth was a consideration. His relative inexperience were an issue there, as candidate McCain's relatively advanced age and the fact that he'd had melanoma, cancer above the neck prior to that, that was a legitimate thing to consider. What Karl Rove is doing here, though, is just, you know, he's just poisoning the well. We've still got a couple of years to do this here now, and he'll keep it up all the way through 2016.
Obviously, I think the age of a candidate, regardless of who they are, will come into play. And yes, I think at 69, it might be a question that Republicans and Americans might want to know the answer to. On the other hand, I think it makes her a little bit more sympathetic. You know, you have Karl Rove, who's sort of bullying her. He's walked his statements back several times. Now, I agree with a bulk of what he had to say, but it also makes her a bit more sympathetic and allows President Clinton to come to her aid and, you know, stand by your woman. Ultimately, I think the American people are going to say, well, you know what? We're so far away from 2016. What do we care right now?
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Not everything is good, not everything is wonderful, not everything is beautiful, but there are enough good things going on that we can focus on at least making your attitude a little bit better. As you wake up, you don't have enough coffee, you go to the BuzzBox coffee, have that, that'll make yourself a little bit better. Sometimes people wake up just ticked off.
What do you mean? I am not.
Sometimes people just don't say their prayers before they go to sleep, and they have a bad night. I slept maybe 2 hours last night. My shoulder is separated, and I'm not taking any painkillers. People say, why would you take painkillers?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Because I don't want to be I don't know if fear is the right word, but I don't want to expose myself to OxyContin or codone or codeine or whatever the hell it is.
I'll tell you right now, Dougie, because I think you'd be okay to take one or two. It's when you take like seven or eight.
I did take, actually, Meredith went to the drugstore and got this on Sunday after I had the accident. And for those of you who don't know, I fell off a truck on Sunday and separated my shoulder. I pulled a Riggs. The shoulder came out of the socket, and I bashed it back in by banging into the truck again to push it back. But I didn't get it all the way in, so I went to the chiropractor on Monday. He pushed it the rest of the way in. So anyway, she got these drugs, and I took both of them. And I was as loopy. She was laughing.
Get you? I mean, you can't get much at the drugstore.
Oxycodone, whatever the doctor had prescribed.
Got it.
Right. The doctor gave a prescription and get these things and take them. And I took it while I was just loopy.
I'll tell you the best one, because I don't know how people do Vicodin. Vicodin, ugh. The doctor tried to give it to me for my foot, and I couldn't. I was hearing every noise. Like, it just was not good. But, you know, like a strong ibuprofen or naproxen might be good for you.
All right.
Or three or four aspirin.
Well, the aspirin's not good for my ulcer.
Okay, ibuprofen.
Okay. All right, I'll work
you are
on that.
So difficult. Just deal with the pain, Doug.
That's what I'm doing.
You don't want to take anything.
All right.
Someone punch you, and then you'll have something else to think about.
In a few minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Greg Stebbin about the continuing controversy regarding the FCC, Federal Communications Commission. New chairman is concerned about TV networks blocking websites, so-called net neutrality. And so we'll get into that. It's a big issue. Jennifer, I want you to maybe play lead here as we work our way through some of the issues that some folks find difficult to understand. Even though they're sort of simple, it's kind of like the GMO debate. Let me go back to that for a moment because there are people who are asking me why I oppose genetic engineering. In fact, I believe that Kaiman, who's in Evansville, Indiana. Are you a farmer, Kaiman?
Yes, we have some crops that we grow.
Okay, what do you grow?
We grow corn and soybeans, and then we have like an organic garden at the same time.
Oh, wow. So tell me where you get the seeds from. How many acres? You have 100 acres, 200 acres, 300 acres of corn and beans?
Oh, my family all together, with all of us together, we've had a few thousand.
Okay. So you have a pretty good size and a typical Midwestern grain farm. Corn,
yes,
beans,
sir.
That sort of stuff. Okay.
And a full-time job on top of that.
Yeah, I know. That's what a lot of farmers have. I understand. Listen, look at me. I'm a dairy farmer, and I couldn't exist if it were not for this radio program. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Well, I'd like to be able to not lose so much money on the farm and kind of get that
right.
Taken care of. But
exactly.
It would
that's
be nice to be able to have them both be a source not only of pleasure but of funding. What I'm interested in is what you know about the seeds that you plant. Where do you get the corn seed? Where do you get the bean seed that you plant?
I'm not going to say which company, but where do I get them from?
Yeah, why wouldn't you say what company?
Well, I don't know if I want to just blurt out the company we get them from. But
what are you worried about hurting somebody's feelings?
I'm not really trying to slam any company on the air, but what my question is that as far as like, I'm just going to pick one, the genetically modified corn, which you say, you know, that you're scared to give your cows. And
I'm not scared to. I just don't think it's good for them. And okay. I don't think, and the fact that you have an organic garden next to the GMO corn amazes me.
Here's the conundrum.
Go ahead.
Is BT protein, which is the part that's genetically modified into the corn,
yes,
is an organic pesticide that you can use on organic crops, and you're still considered to be growing organic crops if you use BT pesticide.
Mm.
Which the problem with BT pesticide is that the European corn borer is a pesky little animal, and its larva has certain stages. So one of the things that happens in the Midwest, I don't know if it happens in your neck of the woods, is that farmers tend to overspray the BT protein pesticide. And one of the things that the BT corn has kind of helped out with is that it is genetically modified, and they have got it to where there's certain parts of the plant that don't have the protein, but the parts that the European corn borer likes has been genetically modified to have the protein. So what I'm asking is that if I can spray BT protein as a spray, and it's considered to be an organic pesticide that I can use on organic crops, then am I wrong for thinking that having it in the corn and spraying less pesticide and, you know, maybe contaminating our aquifer, because I get well water at my house and everything, so.
I think you just answered your own question. I don't think I have to say a thing.
Well, that's what I mean. If the plants, if I'm spraying it everywhere.
All right, let me just, here's the, talking about insecticide and herbicide use, when plants are engineered to resist insecticides, farmers spray more insecticides on the plants. That's what you just said, right?
Well, we're spraying less of the BT protein.
Right.
Yes, we still have to spray other stuff for
other
pests.
All right. Couple that with the pests that are building up insecticide resistance, like the bacteria that we have. All of these things that we treat ourselves for have found ways of getting around to keep ourselves healthy. A lot of these bugs, whether they be things that get into plants or into our bodies, have found a way around what we are using.
Exactly right. You'd love to hear me argue with my dad.
Really? What does he say?
Because he's all for the Roundup Ready beans and the BT corn, and I'm kind of like you are a little bit, because, you know, my generation is going to be dealing with it more than he has.
Right.
So,
well, I want to know, first of all, I don't like the secrecy that surrounds what Monsanto does and their attempts to control the food supply on the planet.
I agree.
But, more bringing it home to you, genetically engineered plants don't recognize buffer zones, and they contaminate fields like your organic garden. They will drift, and they will be carried wherever the winds bring them.
And that's kind of my standpoint. I think anything man can get his hand into, they can do
mess it up.
Serious damage.
You just answered your own question, but you're a hell of a guy, and I'm glad you called, Kyman. Thanks. I think he do a pretty good job of giving us the reasons for not doing what he's doing. That's what I got out of it anyway. All right, so that takes care of that. Let's get to this other issue, which is gnarly, and that's the FCC and net neutrality, up next here on Good Day.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no.
About...
Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm going to.
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. This week, get Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Coffee for $5.99. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 524-14, limited to Progressive Oral Supplies last.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Is it finally time to sell your house? That's the question on homeowners' minds as house prices just posted their largest annual gain since 2005. Here's the catch, though. Those same higher prices, which translate into bigger mortgage payments, can make buyers as choosy as a Michelin restaurant reviewer. So before making any upgrades to boost your home saleability, know which ones experts say are worth it and which aren't. Topping the not worth it list, home office remodels, which received Remodeling Magazine's lowest return on investment at only 48.9%. And major bathroom work, which Bankrate.com called one of the six worst home fixes for the money. On the worth it list, on the other hand, a new front door, recouping 96.6% of the average price. A backup power generator, especially in areas brutalized by storms. And for the ultimate curb appeal enhancer, roofing replacement. For the look of luxury at very affordable prices, check out the Value Collection Lifetime Designer Shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Learn more at www.gaf.com.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and I have Greg Stebbin back on the program. He writes for Men's Health Magazine. You can check out his writing at menshealth.com. He's the tech editor for Men's Health, in fact. There are a lot of political discussions going on about the net neutrality issue. The Dems want strong protection on the Internet to make sure that network owners don't discriminate against anybody online. On the other side, the Republicans don't want any rules whatsoever that they think could stifle the ecosystem online. So the so-called net neutrality proposal comes into the picture. It does take a, I suppose, well, depends on how you read this. Greg, some people read this and they say it's sort of in the middle of the road. I didn't do very well at a House committee hearing. The chairman of the FCC is a guy named Tom Wheeler. I'm already not a fan of his. He expressed concern during the hearing over the growing practice of programmers blocking access to their websites during fights with pay TV and broadband providers. Jennifer, you can chime in on that. What do we really need to understand? What does the average person who has access, and that's pretty much everybody, to the internet need to know about what happens if they go down one road or if they go down another road, Greg?
So, Doug, if you're confused by this debate, and I admit I am as confused as anyone, there's a reason you're confused, and that is it's really hard to sort out who is saying what and what the end result of what anyone is proposing would be. In fact, I always figure if I can't figure out what people in Washington are saying, I should be able to go to the Washington Post and find someone there that can explain it to me. And when I do that, I find an article by Brian Fung yesterday after yesterday's hearing, and the last sentence of his article is, the question then is, if paid prioritization is considered improper under the FCC's net neutrality rules, is there any prioritization that would still be allowed? Even the Washington Post can't figure it out. So don't feel stupid.
No, but I want to figure it out. Here's what I'm going to bring Jennifer into the conversation, because she and her family are in the cable television audio business. Mm-hmm. And so they're confronting this thing. It may be a major portion of either their ability to expand as a business or not. So, Jennifer, what do you want us to understand? What do you know about the TV networks blocking websites? How might it affect your business? And more importantly, how might it affect all of us and our viewing habits?
Well, you know, it used to be, Dougie, that when cable was kind of, I don't know, probably about 5-10 years ago, really launching all of these digital channels, they would put into their agreements that you couldn't necessarily put the programming on the internet as well as on their cable network. And that was a big point of a contention with all of the cable networks and with the cable and satellite providers, because it really did limit you to do business. Now, there were ways to get around it. You're able to do authentication to get in. But now, I think this is really, I mean, it's going to kind of even up the playing field a little bit, because everybody's going to be able to get their spot. Until now the cable operators have said, well, wait a second, you're not going to get your spot anymore because we're going to limit you. So it's really, for the consumer, it's bad, because, again, you've only got a few cable.
Why should it make any difference? If it's bad for the consumer,
right,
then why should it be enacted? Greg?
Well, the problem is not asking the question. The problem is figuring out who is actually offering a solution in a straightforward manner that addresses
the question. So then is the question, how much money has Time Warner, Comcast, AT&T, and all the other,
with them? Yeah.
Who have they contributed? What campaigns? Let's look at the Democrats and Republicans who are on the committee, in the House, in the Senate. How much money has been given to these individual members by the companies that are here in question? That's really the question, because that's how you're going to find out where the vote goes. Am I right?
You're right, and there's another element to this, and it's why there's so much, I think, why Thomas Wheeler, the head of the FCC, is so under a microscope, is he actually used to be a lobbyist for the cable.
Right.
That's exactly right, and that's why he's no good and ought to be thrown out. I didn't like him from the first time I saw or heard anything about him. Viacom is blocking access to some of its online content now. Customers of Cable One, which is a pay TV distributor.
Yeah, now you get into these arguments that used to be, okay, there's other ways for you to get the programming. Now you're just, the door's shut on you.
Right. So in the next week or so, what happens after this hearing? Where does this go from here? What do you think, Greg?
Well, I mean, I think the FCC, headed by Thomas Wheeler, will take what happened yesterday. They'll go back. They'll refine. There will be more hearings. One of the things that's been happening in the background is that many, many people, like your listeners, are writing to the FCC, going to the FCC website, and voicing their concerns, voicing their complaints. And, and our voices are being heard. You hear people referring to those comments all the time. We need to keep it up.
It's not going to be an easy fight, that's for sure.
So make sure you go to the FCC. Go to the Whitehouse. What is it? .gov. And throw some comments their way as well. Greg Stebbin, right for Men's Health Magazine, studying all of this here with us on Good Day, making a little sense out of it. 51 after.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The continuing conversation about what's in the news. This is Tech Talk News, Tech Talk Time on Good Day. A number of things going on today, as is usually the case when it comes to technology. We were talking about net neutrality. That certainly is a biggie when it comes to technology, understanding what's going on and how it impacts you. Shelley Palmer is our day-to-day listener, keeps his nose to the stone, as it were. And he's going to talk with you about a Kickstarter project for a lighter that will let you track how many times you light up for a smoke. I noticed that Arsenio Hall is trying a kickstarting campaign, crowdfunding campaign. That's not what Shelley's talking about. But
to buy the Clippers, which is great.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess somebody else trying to buy the Clippers. Anyway, if you're a smoker, you may want, and you're trying to quit, this may be the dramatic way of getting you to quit. Shelley has that information for you just a second or two or three or four away here on Good Day.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Now through Memorial Day, Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is offering the craziest, most extreme deals in their 32-year history. Markdown Madness at PerformanceBike.com. All bikes are on sale up to 50% off, plus incredible savings on helmets, jerseys, shorts, shoes, parts, accessories. Thousands and thousands of items priced to sell out. Insane doorbusters, 50, 60, up to 70% off. Markdown Madness at PerformanceBike.com runs through Memorial Day.
Today on Shelly. Kelly Palmer Digital Living.
Could a smart lighter help you quit smoking? That's what Kickstarter project QuickBit aims to find out. QuickBit keeps track of how many cigarettes you smoke and how long it's been since your last one, and displays all of that info on a built-in display on the side of the lighter. The goal is to help you understand your smoking habit to help you quit your addiction. QuickBit lets you track your smoking, set custom reduction plans, and even limit how often the device will light, all to help you build new behaviors. The device connects to a companion app via Bluetooth, which is where you set your reduction targets, see how much money you've saved by cutting back, and check in with friends who also have the device. The Kickstarter, which wraps up in the middle of June, is offering pre-orders for the device for $150. That price is a bit steep for something with no track record, but if you're desperate to quit smoking, head over to QuickBit's Kickstarter page today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a six-hour round trip on a good day. But it's cool. And my family loves it here. And I love books on tape. So...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life. Right now, you can get Mobil Super for a new low price at Walmart. Five-quart jugs are on rollback for $12.97 at your local Walmart. Certain restrictions apply.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, even the name, doesn't that sound like something you'd want to have in the engine of your car or your truck? Valvoline.
Wow, it's got growl to it.
Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. I guess maybe if you were a senior oil, it would be in your hood. Thought that was clever.
Get it?
Yeah, we got it. Okay. So there's a big conversation about the hacking techniques that the U.S. says China used. Pretty mundane. Kenny, you're probably following this. Basically, you were tricked into opening email attachments in the simplest way, innocent-looking things. And the scariest part of this is how successfully the ruses worked. Mouse click or two, employees of big-name American makers of nuclear and solar technology gave away the keys to their kingdom. And the Chinese, who are not very clever, neither are the Russians, are the ones who are involved. There was a 31-count indictment announced yesterday. Justice Department says five Chinese military officials operating under hacker aliases like Ugly Gorilla, Candy Goo, and Jack Sun stole all this confidential business information. I mean, hello, are we all in the third grade still?
Yes,
I think you may be right about that. 59 after the hour, good day.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.